Spoken Language 英语。
潘吉杰里告诉你。
Hi everyone， 今天呢我们有一个福利课，付费课程的福利课免费放送给大家，因为今天是 Black Friday， 黑色星期五。如果你有听我们双十一的节目呢，就知道这个是美国的一个 Big Shopping Holiday， 就等同于我们的 November 11th， 然后它是在每年 The Day After Thanksgiving。所以呢，你昨天听了我们感恩节的特别节目，今天这个美国人都要冲出去，他们会到实体店门口凌晨就去排队 to snatch deals， 就是去抢一些大减价的东西，然后真的就是凌晨就要彻夜的排队，而且呢每年好像会发生一些 stampedes， 就是踩踏的事件，所以 could be a little dangerous。But you can save a lot of money on crazy deals. 那今天我们这个课呢，就是看英语付费课程库里面的一个关于 Black Friday 黑色星期五的课，我们一起来听听看吧。那如果你想学习更多这样类型的课程，然后除了听以外，还可以看到每课对话的文本，词汇、例句、语法的学习，看中英文的对照，然后去单句、单词播放英语的原因，大家只要升级账户就可以了。升级以后呢，你可以解锁整个开言英语的课程库，去学到所有适合你级别、贴合你需求和兴趣的课程，还有我们每周两次更新的新课。因为我觉得学习语言真的是一个 it's a long term process， 但是呢你每一天在学了以后都会感觉到自己的改变， you feel the difference in you every day， 这个我觉得也是学英语很大的一个乐趣和成就。升级账户的话呢，最简单的方法还是关注 Open Language 的微信公众号，然后你在我们菜单最底部会看到一个购买课程的链接，点进去之后呢就可以微信支付，你可以选择一年的课程或者两年的课程，按照自己的需求来选吧。然后呢一年是9折的优惠，629元，两年是85折的优惠，1000块出头学习两年。好，那今天就请大家享受这一集 Black Friday Open Language 英语，
英语改变生活。
Hello everyone, you're listening to an intermediate lesson on open language. This is Jenny.
And I'm Chris.
Now, if you're listening to this lesson on this Friday in November 2014, you should probably go online and buy something instead.
Yes, it's Black Friday.
Black Friday. That sounds a little bit scary. What is it, Chris?
Yeah, I don't know why it's called Black Friday, actually. But it's a good day. It's not a scary day. It's a day when everybody has big sales leading up to Christmas.
Yeah, and this is a very American concept, right?
Oh, yes, because it's right after. It's always the day after Thanksgiving. And so everyone has the day off of work, and they want to start thinking about Christmas and Christmas shopping. So this is the big day to get really good deals.
Okay, now let's listen to the dialogue now. I can't believe you dragged me out here at 4 a.m. to wait for Best Buy to open. I'm still in a food coma from last night.
Are you kidding? Did you see the doorbuster deals this year? We would have been stupid to not come.
I don't understand why you want all this stuff, though. Couldn't we just have slept in today and bought these things at home from the comfort of our pajamas on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, but the deals just aren't as good. I really want to get a new DSLR, and the first 15 people in can get one for only $299.
That's the only reason we're out here waiting in the bitter cold right now?
No, they have some good deals on DVDs and other gadgets too. We can stock up on small gifts so we don't have to do any more Christmas shopping next month. This is such an exciting way to get into the holiday spirit.
But honey, I'm Jewish. You know that shopping like this isn't really my version of holiday spirit.
You're right. Hanukkah isn't really about consumerism in the way that Christmas is these days. I'll make sure not to get you that new 4K TV that is only $499 for the first 5 people in the door.
What? $499? When are these stores going to open? Well, don't you hate it when you really want to go out and get some great deals, but your husband or wife, they're not on the same page, and they say to you, I can't believe you dragged me out here at 4 a.m.
to Best Buy. That would be something my wife would say to me, probably.
So to drag someone out here means...
It means you're bringing them to do something when they don't really want to do it.
Yeah, so you have to drag.
Yeah, to drag something means to kind of pull along the ground, almost literally pull along the ground. So
yeah.
They're being dragged.
Now, usually it's the wife, the woman who is more into shopping. But in our dialogue today, it's the husband, right? It's the other way around.
Right. Well, it's because he's going to Best Buy.
This is an American store that sells digital and electronic products.
Yes, it's a store that sells things that men love. Electronics and gadgets.
And many women
TVs.
Also love those, too.
I guess.
And the wife says, I'm still in food coma.
Right, I'm still in a food coma. So a food coma is just it's kind of a funny way of saying I had so much food that I'm sleepy now, and I'm so sleepy I may never wake up.
Because a coma, it's a medical condition.
Right, so if you have an accident, especially if your brain gets injured, you can go into a coma, which means it's like you're asleep, but you can't be woken up.
Yeah. So a food coma, like Chris said, is caused by eating too much.
Yes, you get sleepy when you eat too much.
And
a food coma.
If you've listened to our previous lesson, you know the reason why. Because Thanksgiving dinner is a huge feast.
Right. And it was just the day before.
Mm. Okay. Now, the husband says, are you kidding? You don't want to be here? Did you see the doorbuster deals this year?
Right.
So a deal, in this case, means a big sale, right?
Right.
Discount.
Something that's a really big discount.
Yeah, a good deal. What is a doorbuster deal, then?
It's such a good deal that you would literally want to bust down or break down the door to get inside to get this good deal.
And sometimes people do really bust doors.
Exactly, especially, unfortunately, on Black Friday in the U.S., every year there is news reports of people getting stepped
on and
pushed over because when they literally open these doors at 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning.
Really? So a lot of stores really do open their doors at 4 or 5 a.m.?
Some do, or they open their stores at 9 a.m.,
but only
start
the first
lining up at 4 a.m., or even, it's sick, really, but the night... of Thanksgiving, they will leave and they'll go camp out to be one of the first people to get these great deals.
Doorbuster deals.
Doorbuster deals.
Mm, okay. But now, thanks to the internet, if you don't want to do that, you can wait for Cyber Monday.
Right. There's so many of these things. So Cyber Monday is always then the Monday after Black Friday, which is only an online sale.
Okay.
For the most part.
Because cyber means online or the web, the internet.
Yes.
So if you go to Amazon.com or lots of e-commerce sites, you might get great deals.
Exactly.
Mm. And then they started talking about what they want to buy. So, and it's a new camera, right?
Right. So the husband says he wants to buy a new DSLR.
Mm. I bet you have your favorite DSLR because you're really into photography, Chris.
I sure do. And I would love to buy another DSLR this Christmas, but I probably won't. So it's just the simple way to think of it is it's the big cameras with lenses that you can change.
So the Nikon and the Canon.
Nikon, Canon. Yeah. They also have little cameras, but it's the big.
The more expensive
one. The camera that looks like it's a camera.
That looks professional
Takes
beautiful pictures and videos. Now, what does DSLR actually stand for?
So it stands for Digital Single Lens Reflex. So cameras that are film or SLRs, when it's electronic, it's digital DSLR.
Okay, good to know. All right, now Black Friday, it's always the last Friday of November, and it's cold, right? It's really cold in most places in the States.
Exactly. It's bitterly cold. Right.
So the wife says, we're out here waiting in the bitter cold.
Right.
Now, bitter is a taste, Right.
Right. So if something tastes bitter, it's extremely sour, you know, so it makes your face kind of squeeze
out.
Ooh,
a lot of medicine.
Yes.
Pills are bitter.
Yeah.
But you can also use it to describe temperature.
Yeah. So the bitter cold means it's so cold, your face does the same thing as if you were tasting something bitter. You have to kind of squeeze up your face because it's so cold outside.
And just now you also said it's bitterly cold. So
right.
If you want to use this phrase as an adjective, you can say it's bitterly cold outside.
Right.
Or we're standing in the bitter cold.
Correct.
Mm. Okay, but they're doing it because they want to get some great deals and to stock up on small gifts for Christmas shopping.
Yes, so to stock up on something means to basically buy a lot of something. But it's, you know, you get a lot of things in advance, usually when it's on sale.
Yes.
So you have a lot of it already, especially Christmas gifts.
Yeah, and the husband says, this is such an exciting way to get into the holiday spirit. The holiday spirit.
Right.
You know, I'm such a Christmas person, and when I see and hear Christmas-related things, yeah, it immediately gets me into the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
And this phrase, it just refers to the Christmas spirit, right?
Yeah, so the holiday spirit, that whole month of December, really, you could say, is full of the holiday spirit. It's the feelings that you get from music and decorations and presents and the shopping. That's all part of the holiday
spirit.
The feeling of that holiday that's coming.
But not everyone wants to get into the holiday spirit. I guess, especially if you're Jewish, like the wife is in the dialogue, since Christmas is a religious holiday, a lot of Jews, most Jews don't celebrate Christmas. Right.
And so, and they probably still want to get into the holiday spirit, but it's a different kind of holiday.
And what is their holiday?
So their holiday is called Hanukkah.
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 Hanukkah. And it changes every year, right, the date?
Yeah, so this is based on the Jewish calendar, the religious calendar of that faith. And so it can be at a little bit of a different time every year, but it's always around Christmas, sometimes a little earlier, sometimes in January, around that same time.
Now, Christmas now is so commercialized, right?
Yes.
Everyone wants to buy gifts, everyone needs to give each other gifts, but not so much with Hanukkah.
Yeah, Hanukkah actually lasts for 7 days. So Christmas is one day, but Hanukkah lasts for 7 days. And so you're supposed to get one kind of smaller gift every day of Hanukkah.
Oh, that's nice.
It sounds nice, but it ends up being, it's not as focused on giving gifts as Christmas has become.
And that's why the husband says Hanukkah isn't really about consumerism in the same way that Christmas is these days.
Right. And so consumerism is this kind of culture of being a consumer, of buying things especially.
Yeah. Okay, before we listen to the dialogue one more time, I have a final but very important question for you, Chris, which is numbers. Okay,
right.
If you read today's dialogue, as you should to improve your learning, the price for this TV they're talking about, it's 499.99 cents.
Right.
But when we heard it, it's just 499. They don't say the 99 cents.
Yeah, and so you'll see, and of course prices are this way in every country to make it look cheaper than it is. But
not in every country. It's a very American thing.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that exposes my American consumerism then. But yeah, you wouldn't say, oh, a TV that's $499.99. Because it just sounds like a lot. Or, of course, you could also read this correctly as $499.99. But you would never speak that because
It's way too long.
I'm already kind of falling asleep. It's bedtime.
And 99 cents is also, it's such a small amount of money.
So
yeah.
You could just say a 4K TV that's only $4.99.
Okay, good to know. Let's listen to the dialogue one more time. I can't believe you dragged me out here at 4 a.m. to wait for Best Buy to open. I'm still in a food coma from last night.
Are you kidding? Did you see the doorbuster deals this year? We would have been stupid to not come.
I don't understand why you want all this stuff, though. Couldn't we just have slept in today and bought these things at home from the comfort of our pajamas on Cyber Monday?
Yeah, but the deals just aren't as good. I really want to get a new DSLR, and the first 15 people in can get one for only $2.99.
That's the only reason we're out here waiting in the bitter cold right now?
No, they have some good deals on DVDs and other gadgets too. We can stock up on small gifts so we don't have to do any more Christmas shopping next month. This is such an exciting way to get into the holiday spirit.
But honey, I'm Jewish. You know that shopping like this isn't really my version of holiday spirit.
You're right. Hanukkah isn't really about consumerism in the way that Christmas is these days. I'll make sure not to get you that new 4K TV that is only $4.99 for the first 5 people in the door.
What? $4.99? When are these stores going to open? Now, before we wrap up today's lesson, Chris, have you ever lined up in the bitter cold at 4 a.m. to get some doorbuster deals?
Well, first of all, I'm from California, so there's no such thing as bitter cold in California. It's a little chilly, maybe, but not bitter cold. But yes, I'm somewhat ashamed to admit I have.
You have?
In part just because it's the experience, maybe.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be doing
it. You gotta do it once in your life,
right? You feel like you're gonna miss out. So. And they do have some amazing details. I'm also ashamed, embarrassed to admit, this was for an H&M sale, Black Friday. So it was for clothes, even though I'm a man. It wasn't an electronic store. But they gave out really good. They gave out like a drawing as you lined up for the first 100 people. And they gave up to $200 in store credit on the spot. And so most were only $5. But I actually, I got there really early.
Oh my God, you ain't luck.
I got there really early and I got one. And my first one was, I think, $10. And I was like, oh, well, this is stupid. But there weren't 100 people in line. So I walked around the building and got in the back of the line. And the next one I got, I think, was $80.
Oh.
So it was a free, like, $85.
And you got some dandy clothes.
And I got some sweaters and, yeah.
Leather pants.
That was, yeah, right, lots of leather pants. That's all I wear.
Okay, we hope you've enjoyed today's lesson and found out a little bit more about American culture. We'll see you next time on Open Language. Bye.
Bye-bye.